You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Hello, this is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining us today is Diana Morgan, the Executive Director of Carolina Villages. She has a master's degree in gerontology and over a decade of experience in programs and services for older adults. Along with Diana is Jan Wells, who is a member and board member of Carolina Villages. She has a PhD in social work and was director of the Master of Social Work program at NC State until her retirement. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
And we are going to be discussing today an organization called Carolina Villages and Aging in Place. This is definitely a movement that is sweeping across the nation, so I'm very glad to have you here. I know we had some folks from your organization join us in the past when it was more a glimmer in the eye, and now it's a full-forced organization on the ground and moving along. So can't wait to hear what it's all about. So let's start off with the nuts and bolts, and why is an organization like Carolina Villages needed?
Sure. Well, certainly today's older adults expect to have choices available for how they spend their later years.
Sure.
And many people want staying in their own homes and the neighborhoods they love to be among their options. And while people in this area have some wonderful choices for retirement communities, Carolina Villages offers seniors in the Chapel Hill and Carborough area the option of aging in place, again, in the homes and communities they love, by being a source of support and assurance to help them navigate the challenges of aging.
Wonderful. That sounds exciting.
Indeed.
And it sounds complicated, so I can't wait to hear more about this. So how did Carolina Villages come into being?
Actually, Carolina Villages came into being through the efforts of two grassroots groups who were interested in preserving the independence of seniors who wanted to age in place. One group was made up of parishioners from the Chapel of the Cross under the leadership of Vicki Jameson Drake.
Yes.
And the other group was a group of retired public health professors and community medicine physicians who were committed to helping seniors maintain their independence as they grow older. And when they discovered their common interest, the groups merged and in 2010 formed the nonprofit organization called Carolina Villages.
Okay.
And in 2013, we began delivering services to our members.
Okay, so that was pretty fast all that happened. That's great. So I guess in a nutshell, what is the Village Movement?
So that movement started in the late 90s in the Beacon Hill Village or Beacon Hill neighborhood of Boston.
Okay.
And it came about, it was very much a grassroots movement. Folks living in that wonderful neighborhood wanted more freedom and control in terms of how they aging in those wonderful brownstone communities, than they found available at that point. So they wanted to really actively shape the choices that they had around remaining in those communities. And they took the bull by the horns. Yeah. They created a grassroots membership organization, a nonprofit organization, such that they would take care of each other and find help outside their own little nuts and bolts community to help them age in place. So again, eventually they developed an actual formal organization. And in that organization, it's the members who decide what is needed and what they want. So they're driving those choices. So really, it is a very member-focused and member-driven type of organization.
Is the Beacon Hill group still in existence?
It sure is. So the idea, they kind of started working on this idea in the late 90s. I believe they enrolled their first members in, I think, 2002, and they have been going strong ever since.
Has anybody from your board or have you visited that community to see how it's running?
We have been in touch with them.
Okay.
And also out of the creation of that village came a kind of national peer-to-peer networking organization mm-hmm. called the Village to Village Network. And so they do an annual conference every year where we all can get together, learn from each other, share what we know, mm-hmm. support each other.
So, great. Yep. Wonderful. That's exciting.
Indeed.
Okay. So what makes someone want to become a member of Carolina Villages? I mean, I understand the drive. We all have that drive, most of us, I guess, to want to stay at home as long as we can. But mm-hmm. why would they want to be a member of your organization?
Well, in addition to that drive to remain in your home as long as possible, we all share a common values about the importance of aging in place and also a commitment to each other to help create communities that focus on healthy aging and on helping each other. There is a great deal of diversity among our members in terms of the specific plans that we have long term. Mm-hmm. Some of our members are firmly committed to remaining in their homes forever, mm-hmm. as long as they can do that safely.
Right, right.
And others are on waiting list at some of the continuing care communities mm-hmm. in the area, but they want that community life and support that we all need and yearn for until they are admitted or decide to enter those caring committees. Other members are still considering what they want. They're not really sure, mm-hmm. but they're keeping their options open, and Carolina Villages happens to be one of those options.
So when we first started this segment, you both talked about how this is available to people in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting concept to me because this could then, I mean, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, it's a smaller area, but it's not really that small. So if I were in one neighborhood, there could be somebody else in Carolina Villages 10, 15 miles away potentially.
Right.
And it's curious to me how that would work. How do you support each other when you live a distance from each other?
Well, that support really kind of comes through the organization that is Carolina Villages. So if you think about both the volunteers who help our members, and I know we'll talk a little bit about that, but they are a connection to our members.
Okay.
And certainly the organization itself, the executive mm-hmm. director and those who work to receive calls from members who indicate what they want or to mm-hmm. create events for members, mm-hmm. we kind of see ourselves as kind of the glue mm-hmm. that connects all our members to each other.
They're the conduit.
Yes, mm-hmm. you got it.
Well, this is wonderful. I can't wait to delve into that a little bit more after our break. Joining us today are Diana Morgan and Jan Wells, both with Carolina Villages, talking about an organization called Carolina Villages and Aging in Place. And we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL. Supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and today we are discussing an organization called Carolina Villages and Aging in Place. I have the pleasure to be speaking with Diana Morgan, who is the executive director of Carolina Villages, and Jan Wells, who is a member and board member of Carolina Villages. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, so we sort of got a little bit of the background, and you just whet our appetites a little bit about the services that you provide, but let's talk a little bit more about those services.
Sure. So the first area of support is help from community volunteers. So we screen and train people from the community to help our members with practical needs. So if you can't safely reach the light bulb over mm-hmm. the landing on your stairs, mm-hmm. If you have just come home from the hospital and you can't get out to get your groceries or your prescriptions, a volunteer can help with that. If you need a ride to a doctor's appointment mm-hmm. because you don't drive anymore, you're not able to drive for a while, a volunteer can help with that. You know, even when you have circles of friends and neighbors mm-hmm. that can help you, sometimes people can be hesitant to ask because they feel like they're imposing on a busy person.
Right.
Or they worry that someone might feel, you know, obligated and say yes when they really don't feel like they can.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So when help comes from Carolina Villages, we can take that component out of the mm-hmm. mix. So when someone calls and lets us know what they need, mm-hmm. our job is to figure out, number one, is it appropriate for a volunteer to help with that?
Sure.
And then we handle looking at our roster of volunteers, finding someone who can help with that thing, who mm-hmm. is available, making that ask, handling sure. the coordination. So in a nutshell, we can take that component out of the mix. People just, our members just need to call and let us know what they need.
So you must have an army of volunteers.
It is a growing army. That is right. It is a growing army. And, you know, as I mentioned before, volunteers, again, are, you know, compassionate people from the community who mm-hmm. really want to get involved with mm-hmm. what we're doing. But volunteers are also from among our membership. Again, just stressing that interdependence of members helping members is a part of what we're about, certainly.
So I have a little bit of, I guess, a skew type question regarding your volunteers. I know sometimes people can get a little nervous about bringing someone into their home from the outside mm-hmm. that they don't know. Do you do any sort of screening on your volunteers?
Absolutely, we do. So anyone who is going to have contact with our members, mm-hmm. They have to go through a background check. Mm-hmm. If they are going to drive our members anywhere, mm-hmm. they have to go through a check of their Department of Motor Vehicle records.
Okay.
Certainly then there are all the components of, you know, we do an interview, a face-to-face mm-hmm. interview. We do trainings with them okay. and kind of ongoing training over time. So we check out who's going to be in someone's home.
And are they allowed to provide any hands-on care, like assistance with bathing, dressing?
They're not home care okay. providers.
Okay.
So they are not allowed to put their hands on a member.
Mm-hmm.
Really, again, because they're not trained home care providers.
Okay.
We don't want them to injure themselves in the context mm-hmm. of doing that, the volunteer. We don't want them to
sure.
injure our members. Certainly, they're welcome to, you know, do anything in the context of warm greetings that you and I
sure,
or anyone
sure.
else might
right.
do.
Give a hug, say hello.
Exactly.
Right.
But they're not allowed to use their bodies to help transfer
okay.
one of our members, just out of safety.
Sounds good.
Yep.
What else?
Well, for occasions when a volunteer can't provide what
sure.
you need, because a volunteer certainly is not at liberty to do everything someone
sure.
who is aging in place might need, we have a list of service providers that we carefully screen. So things that you might need to remain in your home, home maintenance,
mm-hmm.
home repair people. So you think like plumbers, handymen, electricians,
mm-hmm.
along with people who can come into your home and provide that hands-on mm-hmm. non-medical home care that you might need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help with bathing, dressing,
mm-hmm.
Light housework, preparing a meal, that kind of thing.
Sure.
That list that we have is fairly diverse. It also includes people who can come into your home and help assess it for safety,
mm-hmm.
you know, when vision, hearing, mobility issues may make being in your home safely a challenge, there are folks that can come in and help you with that.
So these service providers you connect your members with, is that free of charge?
So these are businesses that
okay.
do charge fees.
Oh, okay.
Some of our service providers do provide discounts to
okay.
our members. That's kind of the idea of, like, you know, volume.
Perfect. Yeah.
And so more and more of our service providers are doing that. You know, we try to follow up. That's certainly a key component of what we do. So if we help connect you with a service provider,
mm-hmm.
we're going to call and make sure that worked well,
mm-hmm.
that your needs and expectations were met. And that also helps us make good referrals to our other members.
Sure,
right,
sure. Great.
Right.
Wonderful. What else?
A third source of support that we offer comes from the social, educational, and wellness events that we coordinate for our members. And the goal is for them really to stay socially connected,
mm-hmm.
informed, and engaged as they age. Examples include members meeting up for coffee, lunch, movies. It includes hosting educational events
mm-hmm.
like understanding that long-term care policy that you bought quite a while ago.
Yeah,
I probably
yeah.
haven't looked at it. And that's actually something that we just did for our members last week. You know, another component of that is we live in an area that is so rich with educational
mm-hmm.
opportunities, informational opportunities,
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
events, that one part of what we do is make sure that our members know what's going on
mm-hmm.
in this community, whether it's at one of the senior centers
mm-hmm.
on the UNC campus or elsewhere. We just, again, want to make sure our members know what's going on in the broader community.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to share on that?
Not that comes to mind immediately.
Okay. All right. So now you said it's a membership, so I'm going to have to ask a question here.
Yeah.
What does this cost?
Okay, so it's based on an annual membership.
Okay.
For a single person, an annual membership is $550 a year. And for a couple, it is $820 a year. And so this provides access to help from volunteers, mm-hmm. access to our list of vetted service providers, again, some of whom provide discounts to our members, and access to our social, educational, and wellness events. Plus, the convenience and comfort of knowing that whatever the need is, a member just has to pick up the phone mm-hmm. and call us. Mm-hmm. They don't have to know which organization mm-hmm. or what agency to call. That's what we handle. We handle figuring out how to connect them with what they need. So members just need to let us know what they need.
Okay, that sounds great.
Something really important, kind of bound up in all this, that I want to point out is that it's not always the case that a member needs someone to come do something for them, whether it's from a volunteer or a service provider.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Joining me today is Diana Morgan and Jan Wells, a member of the board member of the Carolina Villages, talking about an organization called Carolina Villages and Aging in Place, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is your host, Nicole Bruno of Caring Connections, and joining me today are Diana Morgan and Jan Wells talking about an organization called Carolina Villages and Aging in Place. Okay, so in the last few minutes that we have left here today, I thought we would just touch base on a couple of more questions that we have. And the first one is, can anyone become a member of Carolina Villages?
So to receive our full slate of services, help from volunteers, mm-hmm. Connections with screen service providers, and access to the social, educational, mm-hmm. and wellness opportunities, somebody needs to be 62 years of age or mm-hmm. older, and live at a Chapel Hill or Carrboro address. And part of our process for new members is a welcome visit in the person's home to really talk about what we offer, mm-hmm. To make sure that there's a good fit in terms of needs and expectations before activating someone's membership. But we also have a second type of membership that's available to anyone, mm-hmm. regardless of your age or where you live, and it's called a social membership. And the dues are entirely tax deductible as a charitable contribution. And that type of membership is really for people who want to support the work mm-hmm. that Carolina Villages is doing and who would like to have access to those social, educational, and wellness events. It's also geared toward those people who feel like they don't need our full slate of services mm-hmm. yet, but they want to be part of our community of members and they want to take part in the events that we offer.
Would your organization consider allowing a person who maybe was in their 50s with a chronic condition that they really wanted to stay at home, but it's getting to be harder? Have you looked at that at all?
At this point, I think our designation as a charitable organization mm-hmm. in terms of the IRS is tied to that age at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Something you might look at down the road. You never know.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do people get involved with Carolina Villages?
We are always looking for community volunteers who are interested in helping older adults who want to remain in their own homes mm-hmm. and in their own communities. But we also need volunteers of all kinds to help our growing nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. It could be someone who's interested in helping us look for grant opportunities, someone who has experience in laying out a newsletter, mm-hmm. experience with fundraising, mm-hmm. Who, you know, wants to help with office tasks. Odds are good. If you've got a skill that you want to share, we can find a way to use you. So okay. Definitely be in touch with us.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a complete pleasure to have both of you here on the show today. Again, joining us today was Diana Morgan, the Executive Director of Carolina Villages, and Jan Wells, a member and board member of Carolina Villages, talking about Carolina Villages and aging in place. And as always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring at 1360WCHL.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.